Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, I have said many times that the left uses this template under which to push their various agendas. And first of all, there has to be a boogeyman. And I've always gotten out there and I've always ascribed the boogeyman to the wrong thing. I've always ascribed the boogeyman to the thing, the object of their trying, what they're trying to prohibit, right? The boogeyman is you. You are the boogeyman. You cause it all. And the various things they want to ban, of course, are the things you use. I don't know why it's taken me this long to get to this point, but it was made easy for me because as Hurricane Ian hit Florida, Michael Mann of the infamous hockey stick global warming graph and Susan Joy Hassel, publisher of Climate Communications Quick Facts, which are devoted to explaining extreme weather events as anthropogenic catastrophes, rushed an op-ed piece into print. Their opinion piece, published in The Guardian and predictably entitled Hurricane Ian is No Anomaly, blamed global warming. And they editorialized, climate change once seemed a distant threat, no more. We now know its face and all too well. We see it in every hurricane, torrential rainstorm, flood, heat wave, wildfire, and drought. It's even detectable in our daily weather. Climate disruption has changed the background conditions in which all weather occurs. The oceans and air are warmer. There's more water vapor in the atmosphere and sea levels are higher. Hurricane Ian is the latest example. And you caused that. You did it all. You. Mankind. They argued that the storms over the past 5 years, Harvey, Maria, Florence, Michael, Ida, and Ian, aren't natural disasters. They're man-made disasters with amplified ferocity fueled by the continued burning of fossil fuel and the increase in heat-trapping carbon pollution, a planet-warming greenhouse gas. Now, as Green New Deal neo-Marxist dogma, the Mann-Hassel argument is ideologically compelling. But that historical record of hurricanes hitting Florida does not establish that Earth is experiencing a new, unique pattern of stronger hurricanes, typhoons, and superstorms because CO2 emitted by burning hydrocarbon fuels since the Industrial Revolution has caused the oceans to set record levels of warmth. Now, Michael Schellenberger, author of Apocalypse Never, Why Environmental Alarmism Hurts Us All, has documented that the mainstream media reliably jumped on Hurricane Ian to play their role in as the climate hysterics echo chamber. The Financial Times, New York Times, the Washington Post, the ABC News, they all ran stories claiming hurricane frequency is on the rise and that climate change is rapidly fueling super hurricanes. Schellenberger insists that this kind of claim is false. Think of Schellenberger as the John Lott in this argument. He said the increasing cost of hurricane damage can be explained entirely by more people and more property in harm's way. This was in a blog piece entitled Media Lying About Climate and Hurricanes published on his website. Consider how much more developed Miami Beach is today compared to a century ago. And once you adjust for rising wealth, there's no trend of increased damage. And he also charges that both the Financial Times and the New York Times misrepresented data from the U.S. government's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, purporting to show rising hurricane frequency in landfalls hitting the United States. That webpage that those outlets cite and that Schellenberger argues they misrepresent is titled Global Warming and Hurricanes, an overview of current research results. The author is Tom Knutson, a senior scientist at NOAA and at the Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Library. And he last revised the article on October 3rd. And he correctly notes the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has repeated predictably global warming will cause increased hurricane activity because hurricanes generally form over relatively warm sea surfaces. So he writes that these scientists have used statistical analyses and mathematical models to find a correlation between sea surface temperature in the Atlantic Ocean and the power dissipation and index. Now, right now, in the United States, we have an uptick in crime. And they're telling us it's because more people bought guns. And that there's more, because there's more guns out there. See where I'm going with this? The latter is an aggregate measure of the Atlantic hurricane activity, combining frequency, intensity, and duration of hurricanes. So the hurricane is the assault weapon. And the assault weapon, you know, which is only made for killing people. It's a man-killing machine. Every time you pull the trigger on it, 6,000 rounds come out of it. You know, that kind of thing. Out of the analysis, we get the following. Climate change detection / attribution studies have linked increasing tropical Atlantic SSTs to increasing greenhouse gases, but such a link between increasing hurricane PDI or frequency to increasing greenhouse gases has not been established. And he stresses a significant methodological problem with the time series analysis of hurricanes. The record of hurricanes before the modern era, which is pre-1965, is unreliable because when it came to ship traffic over the Atlantic, the density of data was relatively sparse. And the result was that a substantial number of hurricanes in the Atlantic were likely not observed. Adjusting for what is nothing more than an estimated number of unobserved storms, he noted that the data shows a small, nominally positive trend, not statistically significant, in tropical storm occurrence from 1878 to 2006. In addition, a study establishes that the rising trend in the tropical storm counts is almost entirely due to increases in short-duration storms. Think of the short-duration storm as the gun-free zone. This close reading of his article makes the dishonesty and hypocrisy that characterizes current mainstream media reporting on climate issues abundantly clear. And he concludes, "We conclude that the historical Atlantic hurricane data at this stage do not provide compelling evidence for a substantial greenhouse warming-induced century-scale increase in frequency of tropical storms, hurricanes or major hurricanes, or in the proportion of hurricanes that became major hurricanes." And that, by the way, once again, we're back into the John Lott, where John Lott's out there saying that you, as a law-abiding citizen, do not contribute to crime because you own guns. And this is why I say they use this one template. But where the goal of gun control is to get out there and disarm you so that certain things can go forward, and if the resulting protest that might come up would not be an armed protest. Well, that's why they're going with this. Climate change is a way to take over the entirety of the economy. Not only the money, but the sources of the money and the sources of industry. And while they're out there talking about being a science denier and all this other stuff, there is a price to pay for this. And it's the same kind of price that is paid with gun control. When you have a lot of gun control in the place, crime goes up. Well, with this, death is going to go up. In certain regions, death and starvation is going to go up. And we'll talk about that in just a second. Simply because, once again, they use the one template. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Gun.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Summer is behind us, and as we proceed through this particular fall and winter and temperatures drop in the northern hemisphere, it's going to cause many poor and even middle-class families to face the fact that their relatively languorous efforts to dodge the summer heat is going to turn into a far more daunting and draining struggle to ward off the biting cold. And you'll have Joe Biden and the Democrat Party to thank for making that unpleasant task considerably more difficult. The costs of electricity and home heating oil are climbing alarmingly. Food, gasoline, and all sorts of parts and equipment, indeed practically everything requiring transportation across a continental nation, are becoming prohibitively expensive, if not altogether scarce. And we now see that the most costly purchase of all was what retailers might term as an impulse buy, an extravagant selection carrying an exorbitant price but precious little utility. And it was the ill-advised buy-in to Joe Biden's claims to presidential fitness. Like a very unfair tax, the burden of that mistake falls upon even those wiser voters unmoved by his bait and switch sales pitch. However much deceit and indeed fraud was involved in that unfortunate piece of election marketing, it's now indisputable that his victory and opening executive order sallies into reversing any and all of Trump's policies, acts of personal spite, every bit as much as political disagreement, served as a trigger for this untransitory bout of inflation we're experiencing and all of the other economic woes clearly coming down the pike. Now, how do we get here? In early 2020, the Democratic brain trust, such as it was, came to the rather obvious conclusion that the gallingly popular Bernie Sanders was a certain Election Day loser, should he somehow secure their nomination. But Trump needed to be turned away at any cost, and the poll showed Biden was the man with the best chance to accomplish the job. So, what they did to Trump, they also did to Sanders. That's the first thing. They'll do it to their own. They will always eat their own. That's not a new thing. But the president needed to be softened up first, so, you know, we had a bunch of Trump haters embedded in the NSA and the CIA, and Pelosi and Schiff cooked up the Zelensky phone call impeachment. And it, of course, did not result in Trump's removal. It effectively served the dual purpose of dirtying him, while diverting needed scrutiny away from the corrupt actions of the ethically unbothered Biden family that might have torpedoed Joe's ambitions to take on Trump. In a quest for power, which it's always about power. Disarming you is about power. Climate change is about power. Messing with the economy is about power. Healthcare is about power. All these things are about power. It was a cynical, dishonest, and thoroughly reprehensible maneuver that did untold harm to the nation, but one that nevertheless worked like a charm. The way was then clear to rid themselves of the pesky Sanders and anoint Biden their weather champion, but it required an effort so opaque and underhanded it once again, as in 2016 on Hillary's behalf, threatened to infuriate the party's ascendant left wing and ignite dissension, even possibly cause a revolt. Surprisingly, though, once that messy sausage making was complete and other superfluous contenders bought or threatened off the thwarted Senator Sanders, still the left's darling, but now a two-time victim of establishment machination, seemed oddly sanguine, even accepting. And less than 2 years into Biden's term, this generosity of spirit exhibited by the twice-denied quasi-Democrat is no longer puzzling. We see that although it's Joe's butt occupying the Oval Office chair, the policy shots being called are strictly from this Sanderista playbooking. Consequently, this winter, we stand to be the unwilling eggs broken in a Bernie omelet, one that finally road tests his previously considered crackpot beliefs in socialist economic theory and strong-armed environmentalism. The bill for maintaining peace inside the Democratic Party and the nomination of the appropriate winning cutout will finally come due amid winter's freezing temperatures, accompanied by potentially dangerous food and fuel shortages and prices climbing too rapidly to be painlessly absorbed by any other than the wealthy. But then, then something happened here. COVID, of course, was the perfect storm for this theft of the election. But every now and again, something comes up that even socialists and communists cannot foresee, even though it's a socialist or a communist doing it. And in this case, it was an unwelcome visitor named Vladimir who's crashed the Bernie Biden transition, dumping a bucket full of fittingly cold water on the dreamlike leftist abstraction guiding their way forward. And he's driving a tank, not a Tesla. And it's a great historical irony that Russia, the site of the most momentous collapse of socialism slash communism to date, is the nation that's thrown the biggest monkey wrench into the fossil-free plans of Euro-American neoliberals. Putin's invasion of Ukraine, hopefully an ill-fated venture, but still more an expression of czarist rather than communist nostalgia. By multiplying the damage done to Western economies begun by their own short-sighted leaders, can ultimately act as a sort of October Revolution in reverse. Painfully. And with growing hardship, illustrating the bankruptcy of half-baked theories of this uplifting socialism featuring a renewable energy and unrestrained social spending that makes it unnecessary to seek work. Should these insane policies result in runaway inflation, it will inevitably be the poorest and most vulnerable among us who pay the dearest price for indulging utopian fantasies. Biden's inaugural day declaration of war on domestic energy, obviously a non-negotiable condition to his arranged ascension in the Democrat nomination, handed Putin and other U.S. enemies a weapon against us and our allies every bit as potent as the sophisticated systems we're rolling into Ukraine to oppose his forces. And it's pointless to reiterate the utter idiocy of such a strategic error. And in time when Putin's threat to Ukraine and his willingness to weaponize natural gas delivery to Europe was already known. And let's just say that insofar as Biden participated in the decision at all, it was necessitated by forces out of his control. He was obliged to yield to the runaway leftism of the Democrat Party, no matter their effect upon the nation's fortunes. And we look at the obvious vacancy that is Joe Biden and trying to divine his mental state and his possible infirmities and who in the final analysis is pulling the strings. But when it counted before the election, many did not wish to assess him. And it was those defects, his malleability and controllability, which combined with the unbridled ambition of those around him, that's what got him there. All of this now blows steadily to the left as far as the Democrats are concerned, and there's no such member of the party on the horizon who figures to stand up to this. And that's why they go down, because they do not know how to stop in this all-out utopian quest for power. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dozens of missiles fired by Russia hit Ukraine on Monday, including the first strikes on the capital city of Kyiv in weeks. The attacks, apparent revenge strikes for a blast on the bridge linking Russia with occupied Crimea, killed civilians, knocked out power, and destroyed infrastructure. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says residents in the capital city are angry.
the war against civilians. Putin needs Ukraine without Ukrainians.
Closing arguments in the death penalty trial for Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are expected to begin Tuesday. Jury deliberations are then expected to begin on Wednesday. A death sentence has to be agreed on unanimously on at least one of the 17 murders in the 2018 Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. Coming out of New York. New York is a disaster zone at the moment. We get all kinds of horrible stories, like the woman walking her dog early in the morning, unable to avoid a crazy man who threw a bottle of urine at her and then killed her dog. The New York Times and local city council member want to ignore the criminal part of what happened to keep the man from facing justice. Why? Because of the virtue signal. The woman was white. The man was black. And focusing on skin color is as evil in New York in 2022 as it was in the Jim Crow South. Now, they did report the ugly facts. On August 3rd, Jessica Shrewstick, 40, a professional beekeeper, was walking her dog in Prospect Park a little after 6 a.m. when she saw a man rifling through the garbage outside the picnic house. She'd seen him before, tall with dreadlocks wrapped in a turban, carrying a long staff and often muttering to himself or cursing, and she usually kept her distance. But this morning, there was no room to avoid him. And according to Ms. Shrewstick, he started yelling about immigrants taking over the park, then grabbed a bottle of what she later concluded was urine and sloshed it at her and her dog. She tried to run away, but Moose, her 80-pound golden retriever mix, was straining toward the man, trying to protect her. The man started swinging his stick. One blow hit her, another connected solidly with the dog's snout. Mary Rowland, a 56, a hospital manager who was walking her dog nearby, said she heard the crack of the wood on the bone and came running toward them, screaming at the man to get away. Turned out the man also struck Moose's belly, perforating his intestine and causing fatal injuries. Clearly dangerous, yet the New York establishment has been unwilling to go after him. And the reason is race. The victim's white. The assailant is black. And this is not about, this isn't even about race on my part. I don't care who it is. I don't care what they are. They should be dealt with. They should be, at the very least, apprehended and taken off the street. The Times' John Leland explains this vexing issue. Real-world ethics question. In a well-used city park, a man with a history of erratic behavior attacks a dog and its owner with a stick. 5 days later, the dog dies. The man is black, the dog owner white. The adjoining neighborhood is famously progressive, often critical of the police and jail system. At the same time, crime is up in the neighborhood, with attacks by emotionally disturbed people around the city putting some residents on edge. In a dog-loving, progressive enclave, where pushing the law and order can clash with calls for social justice, what's the right thing to do? How do we protect the public without furthering injustice against this man? Well, now, so we know that this guy's known to be violent. He's killed an animal, and he assaulted a woman with a toxic substance and a staff. Yet his race protects him from the criminal justice system, while her race means that she has no recourse. Now try imagining this somewhere in Mississippi in 1950 with the races switched. And what can you expect from the New York Times? Now what happened prior to the civil rights movement was, of course, an aberration against humanity. It's the exact same thing here. Of course, it was also done by Democrats. Just in the opposite way. The terminus of the college to job professional pipeline is the New York Times. Everyone who works there is steeped in academic leftism, so naturally that's how Times employees view such issues. But the problem extends to the politicians, too, the people elected, presumably, to make city life livable, to see to the protection of the public at large. And there are problems there, too. What the black man did to the dog, not including splashing shrew stick with the biological substance, can be tried as a misdemeanor or even a felony. Local poll, though, he wasn't interested. Both Ms. Shrewstick and Mr. Namick, a gay man worried about community crime, separately appealed to their representative on the city council, Shahana Hanif, for help, but they came away feeling her staff members were more concerned with the safety of the man, whom they presumed to be homeless and mentally ill, than the threat he might pose to others. This will lead to that guy getting killed by somebody. He will attack the wrong person one day. He will attack the wrong person. And they're not going to use a gun. They're just going to beat him to death. Because you can't have a gun in New York City right now. California. You can't have a gun in New York City right now. That's probably going to change soon, but, you know. And then things are really going to change. I don't know how that's going to look. And a spokesperson, mixed up, I guess, Michael Whitesides, said, "We don't believe that the NYPD is the vehicle to bring safety to our community." She, he, it essentially said that if people want to maintain the progressive bona fides, they must be willing to accept violence in their community, lest marginalized people end up in the criminal justice system. On the one hand, the narrative is appalling insofar as it reflects the values of the New York City establishment. And there's a lot of ordinary people in New York City that are trapped there by, whether it's a family reason or an economic reason. But I can't think of any people more deserving of this pro-criminal viewpoint than the progressives who have visited so many horrors on America, from Biden on down to the crazy, dangerous people flourishing in America's streets. The problem here, though, what is being set up, is that this cat, and I don't know his name, and I don't care that he's black. This guy could be white. He could be plaid for all I care. This guy is going to continue to attack people as long as they leave him out there. That's not going to change, because there's no consequence for him doing it. But he will attack the wrong person soon. And I say soon because he's out there, and he's in the general populace. If he is mentally ill, he should be picked up and he should be treated. Now, it's easier to not do that. It's easier to get out there and say, what can you expect living in a world-class city than to have a couple of guys beating your dog to death with a stick, and we have to watch out and make sure that he gets a fair shake. What else can you expect? Right? Whatever. So he'll continue to do this. He'll continue to do, just like in the South, just like pre-civil rights, until they were forced into compliance, which they had to be forced into compliance, and it's a great thing that the Democrats in the South were forced into compliance. So now, the progressives of New York, who I guess love dogs, and who live in these areas where they're being assaulted, have this big question. On the one hand, we are the anointed. We are the elite. We are the cool kids. And sometimes when we go out and we're walking Fido, we're going to run across one of these people that the system has been against his entire life. And we have to stand up to the injustice for this man. And while he's beating me to death with that stick, that's the other thing that's going to happen. He's going to graduate from dogs to people. So either he's going to kill someone or he's going to be killed. And they will not catch the person that killed him. And they probably won't catch him either when he does it. And if they do, he's not going to have to pay bail. He'll get let out because he's mentally ill. Now, he won't get treated. They won't send him somewhere to get treated. You know, they won't apprehend him, adjudicate him to be mentally not there, and send him somewhere to get treated. No, they won't do that. He'll just be let back out on the street, complete with his stick and his bottle of urine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, I look at people like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema who have stood up to the Democrat Party, and you realize that most of the Democrats in both the House and the Senate stand up only for their leadership. And they do that because of promises made to them. So I'm going to ask you a question. Do you like to think that you vote for a person and not the party? Now, in the case of the Senate in this race right now today, and I mean, I've been watching some people. I watched Mark Kelly get taken apart by Blake Masters the other day. So I'm hoping that Arizona, for example, comes to their senses and lets that guy go. In this Senate race, if you vote for the Democrat, you are voting for Chuck Schumer, regardless. You can go to, there's something called ProPublica, and they have a website that compares voting records for senators. So if you look at the 2021-2022 session, you can make some comparisons. And the first figure shows how many senators voted with Schumer, Democrat Majority Leader, by the percent of agreement. And that large blue spike on the right means that the 33 Democrat senators of 49 voted with Schumer 98% of the time. And here's what we can observe from this data. There is a obvious and large difference between parties. The average Democrat agreed with Schumer over 97% of the time, while the average Republican agreed with him only 27% of the time. We found that Democrats vote together. 46 of the other 49 Democrats voted with Schumer 96 to 98% of the time. All of them voted with him at least 91% of the time. Republicans do not vote together. Susan Collins voted with Schumer 70% of the time, while Senators Cruz and Hawley voted with him only 11% of the time. And Republican votes are spread out much further than Democrat votes. And the independents are not really independent. Senator Angus King voted with Schumer 97% of the time, like any other Democrat. Senator Bernie Sanders voted with Schumer 93% of the time, even more often than Joe Manchin did. And the moderate Democrats, the aforementioned Manchin and Sinema. Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin voted with Schumer 95% and 91% of the time, respectively. The moderate Republicans are actually moderate. These three blue votes in the middle of the spectrum belong to Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Lindsey Graham, who voted with Schumer 70%, 63%, and 55% of the time, respectively. And if you like my partisanship and working together, you're already getting a decent amount of it.
the average Republican voted with Schumer about 27% of the time. And even the most conservative senators voted with him 11% of the time. Then we see how many people voted with Mitch McConnell. For example, the large blue spike on the left there means that 20%, 20 Democratic senators voted with him 33% of the time. And the Democrat votes were fairly tightly clustered compared to the Republicans. So the Democrats voted with McConnell one-third of the time, and that's because McConnell voted with Schumer 34% of the time. So they weren't really voting with McConnell. They were voting with their own majority leader, Schumer, on the same votes that McConnell voted with him. Republicans also do not have quite the same party discipline as the Democrats do. While Democrats agree with their leader over 90% of the time on average, Republicans agreed with theirs less than 82% of the time. And the Democrat renegade, Senator Manchin, still voted with his leader 91% of the time. The Republican renegade, Senator Collins, voted with her leader only 63% of the time. In fact, she voted with Schumer more often than she voted with her own party leader, 70 to 63%. So if you vote for a Democrat, you're getting a clone of Chuck Schumer when it comes to voting. And maybe you find Mark Kelly, for example, attractive because he was in the military and he was an astronaut. He voted with his party leader 96% of the time, even more often than Bernie Sanders and Kyrsten Sinema did. His 96% matches that of the very leftist Edward Markey. Arizona should know that a vote for Mark Kelly is equivalent to a vote for a Massachusetts leftist. But if you like Chuck Schumer's agenda, go ahead and vote Democrat. Enjoy that gas price. Enjoy that inflation. Enjoy the totalitarian state that he's trying to push with the president at the time. But don't think you're going to be sending some kind of independent thinker to the Senate by voting Democrat. There is no critical thinking there. They are lemmings. Whenever they go to the Senate, they're going to do Schumer's bidding. I got to go back to New York. Hypocrisy Central, if you will. You know, New York is a sanctuary city. That means we welcome all of you illegal immigrants. Please come in. We will shelter you from law enforcement. Well, it's very easy to be a sanctuary city when you're not on the border where the illegal migrants are coming in, right? So, in order to share the love, Texas has been busing them there. Look, Texas is not a sanctuary state. So, you know, they're actually doing the compassionate thing. They're sending them to the place where they say, we welcome you. Please come. Well, in New York, their Democrat Mayor Eric Adams, the get tough on crime, who actually isn't tough on crime, he recently revealed that he's directing the tent towns to house migrants be built on Randall's Island, a relatively secluded island off the Bronx. And they're going to put 500 border crossers and illegal aliens in tents on a secluded island. And it's, as it stands now, the vast majority of the approximately 16,000 border crossers and illegal aliens who have been bused to New York, a sanctuary city, remain in the city's overcrowded homeless shelter system, which apparently isn't taken up by too many people, especially if you're out there rifling through the garbage and killing dogs with a stick. But as a result, Adams originally stated that he would begin housing migrants in tent towns in a parking lot in the Bronx. But that was in the Bronx. That was in one of the five boroughs. No, we can't have that. So now they're going to go to a island. And Randall's Island isn't exactly Martha's Vineyard, but then Adams is no Ron DeSantis. Not to be outdone, New York's Democrat witch, Governor Kathy Hochul, is calling on roughly 100 National Guard reservists to help build the new tent cities, where arrivals and excess migrants will be housed. I'm having a hard time why New York has so much difficulty dealing with just 16,000 migrants Approximately 0.3% of those who have crossed our southern border since Biden took office, when their politicians have previously made it clear that the open border is no big deal and is in fact a good thing. Their claim, the progressive politicians are claiming migrants should stay in Florida so they can help pick the crops that don't get, you know, harvested in October, or bus them to military installations, or confine them to an island and hope that they can't swim. This is the epitome of taking that whole Rules for Radicals playbook that Saul Alinsky wrote. This is why Trump was so effective as a president, because he made the Democrats and the media and the establishment play by the rules they impose upon you. Now, for states like Arizona, Texas, Nevada, California, for states like that, which are very close to the border or on the border, they have been forced to deal with an influx of immigrants that are not mobile at all. You know, they're walking across in most cases. Most of them are not coming across in an RV. And these are very, by the time they get to the border, they will have been tested and they will be hardened. They will also be crazed, very likely, because the journey is very dangerous, a very dangerous journey. And despite all of that, they come across and then, you know, what are they supposed to do? Now, Joe Biden has been putting them on airplanes and flying them all over the United States, because he understands that he has to depressurize what's going on there. You can't have that continuous buildup. So he's tried to, you know, bleed that off. Well, that's not working out, because now that's also being done. And they're being sent to the leftist cities. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.